Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the illusion of a free market. We have the illusion of freedom, but we still have some vestiges of it left. We must rally and regain it. All right, I haven't gotten into the economic news, the election news, a bunch, but we're continuing with your calls. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Chicago. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I want to bring your attention to an article that is in today's Scotsman. It's the 13th of February. The actual title is Private Equity Plutocracy Leaves UK a Hostage to Fortune in Credit Crunch. Subtitle, who cares if a few thousand plutocrats get stinking rich if the UK has full employment? This is based on a book by Robert Peston. It just came out, it's £20. It's entitled Who Runs Britain, and it goes through the civil servants, the business tycoons, and city bankers. The thing that I thought was most interesting of this is that they said that these private equity funds, this locust plague, they brought in more money to England, made more money, £11.2 billion, more than the stock market made for last year, which was $10.4 billion. And to finish it up, and I don't want to get you mad, but they talk about Blair and Brown giving them tax advantages, and they pose the question, you know, haven't the rich people haven't taken their dividends and cashed in their investments. What is the general benefit of their the super rich propensity to recycle their gains into overpriced modern art or control of a football club?
Well, no, that's it. I mean, look, in the 1950s, the bankers already had control. But they went to the county, city, state governments. They fly the National Association of Governors, County Commissioners, City Managers, all in their own group, to 5, 10, 15, 20 meetings in Tokyo, in New York, in Chicago, in London. And they just openly give them the blueprints on how to run everything and then how they're going to move up to bigger city jobs, how they're then going to move up to private corporate jobs. All they got to do is hire each high-level government bureaucrat in a revolving delayed payoff, just a few hundred thou a year, and they'll sell everything out. They then raise taxes to pass bonds that are never even issued to build roads. The whole investment goes in to these private equity firms who then leverage it out 10 times, set up more banks and leverage that again 10 times. And then they give loans to the people, knowing they can never pay them back, to then leverage and get the real assets there. And then the economy starts imploding, the bubble starts faltering. So their answer is get more mortgages, freeze the other mortgages. It's all about control, because this money's nothing to them. It comes from nowhere.
It's the venal kleptocrats that steal the balls off a brass monkey. If these people had any kind of moral propriety or decency, they wouldn't even be in that kind of work, because it just attracts the people that are basically or intrinsically bad.
You know, I'm glad you said that. The globalists think they control things. Picture the world as a bunch of square grids, but there's big cracks between each one of them they don't control. And they just think they're in control. They're smart. They got think tanks, but they're having big problems. And they're all so greedy with each other, and they're all wanting to get the new big invention, that they're just randomly testing super weapons, randomly testing bioweapons, randomly splicing all the genetics. They're nuts, man. These people are so aggressive, so competitive, so nihilistic. I mean, is the point I'm making getting across that they're just wildly stealing everything?
Undoubtedly. But the thing is, you had that Daniel Estulin about the Bilderberg Club. He was 100% right. There's a schism that's growing between the Europeans and the Americans. You're talking about how they're fighting amongst themselves. Right now, European Central Bank wants all their money that they've loaned us back, particularly this Harry Matlow in New York City, who bought all this real estate, $6 billion worth, and is not willing to repay, so they foreclosed on him. But the story being is that...
Stay there. It's too important. By the way, Warren Buffett's talking about leveraging $800 billion to save all these AAA-rated junk bonds that the states and cities are now demanding their money back. I mean, we're on the edge of total financial oblivion. I don't know if it's going to blow.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me try to boil it down real simple. The private central banks control the issuance of the dominant global currencies, the euro, the dollar, others. They just create unlimited liquidity, which then they end up getting real assets for. It's a wall, a tsunami of cash that they use as a weapon. And then taxes, that's about control. Now we're going to have all these new taxes, all these new regulations in the name of global warming. When CO2 follows within 200 to 600 years after heating periods, then CO2 goes up because more plant life, it is a life-giving gas. But they're not. That's the big threat, though. They're teaching all these fools. Oh, it's so sick. I mean, it's like the Rainmaker. You ever seen that play or seen that movie where the con artist comes to town and tells them he can make it rain? Witch doctors go back thousands of years telling people they can control the weather. And, oh, look, it rained. Oh, it got cold. Look, the climate's changing. You better give me, you know, all these goodies, or I'll make the gods make it, you know, be a bad harvest. We better sacrifice people. Why do they sacrifice? To make the population be subservient. It's a ritual. Well, now you recycle. Now you have the right light bulb. Now you don't have plastic bags. See, all sounds reasonable, but they're habitualizing you. Finish up, that is training you, dog training. Steve in Chicago, finish up the great points you were making.
Okay, the split between Europe and America. They had an article in the Spiegel, and it was a social democrat, and he said that the United States is requiring more than the 19 bits of information that the European Union is providing on aircraft passengers destined for the United States. And he says, look, he says, the United States has a desire to collect surveillance on all the people on Earth. And the other thing he said, he says, they want total surveillance, and that's devoid of any logic. They're trying to pressure the EU to accept more and more data revelations. And the thing, how they're doing it is they're working to the Eastern European countries, the Eastern Bloc, like Poland, et cetera, and offering them entry
visa membership free entry.
Yes, mutual visa free entry.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, Monday I saw the Germans and the Europeans griping, but they do that to look good. I'm not even saying that member of the German Parliament doesn't mean well, but this is how it works. In 2000, they signed a treaty internationally between the majority of nations in the world to have world-standardized ID databases and biometrics. And so now when you go to Europe, they thumb scan you and face print you. When they come here, they do that to them. Then they start doing it domestically. Germany's putting in the thumb scanners for buying and selling in the sports arenas and the Disney Worlds and the, you know, all of it. Same stuff here. It's all the same social planning. They're unified. But then they make it look like they're having to adopt this because America's demanding it. Then the U.S. says we're having to adopt this because Europe's demanding it. It's a rollout scheme. They write up these scripts to get the public to contextualize it and think it's all just part of a helter-skelter development. Senate votes to expand spy powers. New York Times today, after more than a year of wrangling, the Senate handed the White House a major victory today by voting to broaden the government's spy powers to give legal protection to phone companies that cooperated in President Bush's program of eavesdropping on American citizens without warrants. One by one, the Senate rejected amendments that would have imposed greater civil liberties checks on the government's surveillance powers. Finally, the Senate voted 68-29 to approve legislation that the White House has been pushing for months. Mr. Bush hailed the vote and urged the White House to the House to move quickly in following the Senate's lead. Now, in the last session, the House had passed it and sent it to the Senate. In this session, the Senate passed it and sent it to the House. We can still beat it. Now, John, I send you all these audio clips every day, and we don't play it, half of them, but remember the clip I sent you last week of an analysis of Fox News clips lying about spying? You don't remember that one? It's something like Fox News being dishonest, I think, about spying. I think that's the headline. It's a YouTube clip. There's somebody on YouTube commenting, but it's the clips of Fox News where they go, "The government's always been able to listen to Al-Qaeda or foreigners. What's wrong with that?" And then another newscast, they say, "All they're doing is listening to Al-Qaeda when they call America. You've never needed a warrant for that." If they're listening to an American citizen on the other end, they do. Now, they've always been doing this. Your computers watch you. Your cable boxes track everything you do online, because that's what these digital cable boxes are. They're online. Your viewing habits, your psychological profile, your assessment. They've assessed you. They're now just getting around to announcing it. And so the media is acting like, well, this is nothing new. Well, why do you need a law then if it's nothing new? And this is retroactively because what Bush did was illegal, a felony, by the way, each time, done millions of times that they admit to. And so now retroactively they're going to say it's okay that he broke the law. And then it's not even put out in the media like that, but that's what it is. Oh, man. Yeah, let's just play a little bit of this, and then I'm going to go, I promise, we're going to go to Jay and Archie and Pat and Seth and others. Go ahead and just play a little bit of it.
So earlier this month, when the Bush administration bamboozled the Democratic Congress into granting the U.S. government sweeping new spying powers, I couldn't help but notice the Fox News misinformation campaign that helped seal the deal. Fox began this campaign by misinforming its viewers about the rights they had before the law was changed. As you can see in a Fox News story from August 3rd, the day before the Democratic Congress amended the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. In this story, Fox falsely claims the old FISA law never required a warrant from a judge to listen in on conversations between Americans and those outside the United States, as you can see right here.
Under the law, warrants must be obtained under FISA when someone in the U.S. is targeted for surveillance, but the law has never required warrants to eavesdrop on foreigners, even those who call the U.S.
Now, it was false for Fox to claim the law has never required warrants to eavesdrop on foreigners, because as you can see at a link in the video description, the actual old FISA law required a warrant to listen to, quote, the contents of any wired communication to or from a person in the United States if such acquisition occurs in the United States, unquote. So the old law did require a warrant to listen in on the foreign calls and emails of Americans, except when the eavesdropping was taking place outside the United States. To put it simply, under the old law, American spies working outside the United States didn't need to get warrants from U.S. judges because they were spying outside the United States. But spying inside the United States always required getting a warrant from a judge based on evidence of some wrongdoing. But now, under the new law, to which I've also provided a link in the video description, the government can just go to American phone companies, American email providers, or even YouTube, and demand to eavesdrop on all communications so long as they fit a very broad definition of, quote, foreign intelligence information, unquote, and so long as it, quote, concerns persons reasonably believed to be located outside the United States, unquote. But from watching Fox News, you'd never know about this huge expansion of U.S. government power to use wiretaps and warrantless subpoenas inside the United States to listen in on all the email and phone conversations Americans have with those.
And that's completely accurate, but it's much worse than what he's saying. See, now he's saying, oh, now they can go to the phone companies. In 1996, entire floors of every major telecommunications hub, all of them, had NSA move in with entire floors or section of buildings. How many years did I tell you that? Then last year, somebody at AT&T in San Francisco said they got a whole floor, it's NSA. The NSA is in the phone companies. It all goes through them. Supercomputers are listening for keywords, and they're running diagrams on politically what's working, how to manipulate us, what we're planning to buy. That information is handed to select Fortune 100 companies. They use it for insider trading, bed rigging. They use it to spy on their competition. That's the main use. And then the rest of it is used to spy on the FBI, CIA, others. All the FBI agents have been on record saying it was, there's headlines where the FBI says, it's as if Al-Qaeda had moles at the highest levels of the U.S. government intelligence. Well, of course. Because they'd say every time they were about to bust somebody, every time they were about to go get somebody, they hadn't even told their superiors most of the time. They'd get a call and say, stop doing what you're doing. They were under surveillance. You are under surveillance. And they blew those towers up on 9/11 to get the government, the people inside the military, to do the spying and do all of this. They're manipulating you too, not just the general population. This is sick. This is absolutely disgusting. Let's cram in another call here. Let's talk to Jay in Tennessee and then Archie. Jay, go ahead.
Alex, earlier you mentioned the diamond trade that went on in the burgeoning diamond trade in late 19th century Africa. Then you mentioned mercantilism. And along those same lines, I wrote an article about Cecil Rhodes based on yet another mainstream historian's biography of the colossus who used all of these nefarious, you know, underhanded, deceitful practices to push out all the other competitors in the diamond trade. And again, I want to stress that just like the Collier and Horowitz biography of the Rockefeller family, this is yet again a mainstream historian's apologetic biography of Cecil Rhodes.
Hey, there was an April, from memory, April 2000, and I'll hold you over, April 2000 New Yorker magazine, where De Beers bragged that they sent hitmen and hit teams and kill people and take over countries and just said, we run the diamonds, and if you get involved, we'll kill you. Just right out in the open. Go ahead. Is he still there?
To the Rhodes family archives, and wrote that Rhodes, as you know, and most people who've seen the documentaries you have at your website know that Rhodes attended Oxford and came under the influence of John Ruskin of the Fabian Socialist Society at Oxford.
And Lord Milner.
Exactly. And
stay there. And he openly wrote books saying we'll set up a world government with mercantilism. We'll tax everyone. They'll all be our slaves. Ha, ha, ha. And the general public says none of it exists.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Faster than us. I got a bunch of news and your calls and some clips I want to play. Jay, finish up with the point you're making about Cecil Rhodes. Hundreds of books published, thousands of government documents. They've set it all up, and they treat the public like idiots when they complain and say, "Shut up, child. It doesn't exist." Go ahead.
Well, for those that don't know, the reason he's important is because the modus operandi that he used in taking over the diamond trade in Africa is the same mode of operation that all the elites use. He would stage, Roberts writes that Rhodes would stage phony business battles with competitors, one of whom was named Barney Barnato, and this was all, both sides were being funded by the Rothschild Anglophile interests, Roberts writes in, on pages 82 and 83. And so this monopoly ended up funding and establishing, as you know, the roundtable groups, which give birth to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group. That's why this figure is so important.
Continue.
On top of that, he was also very much into the occult. He was inducted into the Masonic Order in 1877. And if Roberts writes that Rhodes received his inspiration for his Anglophile worldview from, and I'm not saying that Freemasonry teaches that necessarily that the Anglophile rate, that the Anglican race.
I know, go ahead.
But that Rhodes apparently perceived this to be the case after he had, quote, seen a ghost. Now, all this sounds really, you know, occult and obscure.
But this is a mainstream biography of him, yeah. Tell folks the name of the book. I mean, I've seen all those quotes. I've read his own writings and books. I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up, but for folks that want to read it, tell them the name.
It's called Cecil Rhodes, Flawed Colossus. And again, it's the tone of the whole work is apologetic.
I've actually seen that book quoted in publications. I haven't read it myself. Why don't you do what you did last time? Source it, write an article with just the quotes.
I've got the article up on our website.
What's your website?
Use it for,
what's your website?
Or whatever, feel free.
What's your website?
NicenTruth.com, N-I-C-E-N-E, truth.com. It should be the top article there.
Good. Shoot it over. I'd like to post it on InfoWars.
Okay, sure.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. I mean, you can post your own articles now on InfoWars.com, folks. New design, have your own social network space, everything. Archie, what a trooper. Thanks for holding. You're calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Alex. How are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for holding. What's going on?
I'm very enlightening to get to know you. I actually heard about you about 2 months ago. My friend gave me the film, Freedom to Fascism, and I didn't need to take a long time to understand from that film what message was about. So I started searching. I got into your website. And I know this really just about 2 months, and I spent about eight, nine hours a day to learning all this, and I've learned a lot. And some people even telling that have illusions about, let's say, Putin not being part of this. He is part of this. He's for sure part of this, because right now in Russia, when you dial the emergency phone call, it used to be 03, now you dial 911. I don't.
Oh, yeah, it's all globally standardized. It's all staged.
Yeah, it's all globalist, nasty little dirty games they play. They stage the differences so they can doom people deeper.
They have the same free speech zones. The U.S. got that from the Soviets. Hate crime started in the Soviet Union.
Oh, I know. I was born in Soviet Union, and I start noticing the same signature in the handwriting when I was telling my friends who were, you know, American-born. I said, guys, this is not no freedom. In order to even drive a taxi, you have a license. And if you pass one city line, you're getting arrested. This is ridiculous.
And now they're making the taxis have cameras, and now they're using the speed easy passes, admittedly, and the toll tags to track everybody all over the cities, as they said they would. Exactly. Listen, this is total control.
Whoa, I know. I mean, you don't have to explain
We grew up hearing about the Soviet Union. We would have laughed if the Soviets would have remote-controlled everybody's thermostat. But they do that here, and we go, oh, it's freedom. Oh, the government's going
to... Yeah, I know. And people are so really naive or brainwashed or stupid that, you know, it's really hard to accept that your grandmother, who was giving your children the food and she cared about you, she had dead bodies in her refrigerator. You'll do everything possibly to debunk that. I do understand the feelings of the people, because it's a horror, and nobody wants to face the size of it, and nobody wants to understand, because once you do that, I was really depressed after...
Yeah, it's very scary. It's very scary. So a lot of people fight against this. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, I really think, like, I found a brother in you, and more people... I told a couple of my friends that I thought they're my friends, but didn't want to believe all this.
Tell you what, stay there, Archie. You held long enough. I'm just going to take calls from Pat and Seth, and maybe one other after, because I got some audio clips I want to play, some things I need to cover. But he's bringing up great points, and I want you to hear from somebody that grew up in the Soviet Union what it's like to be a slave. You need to get ready for it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good?
Merle Haggard live. What a voice. Your call's coming up.
I wish Coke was still cola. The joint is a bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl is still a cook, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag. Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over the good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
All right, let's go back to Archie in L.A., who grew up in the Soviet Union. Where exactly did you live? Was it in a satellite or in Mother Russia? And how old were you when you got out of there?
Right, yeah. I was born in Armenia. It was a satellite, but then I lived in capital of the evil empire, as they call themselves, in Moscow. And I see the same, absolutely same signature, and I can challenge anyone, and just give me enough time, I can challenge anyone. It's the same people behind all of this. It's the same system. It's the same schooling, brainwash for kids. It's absolutely the same. The government was basically put it on a pedestal as God. And if you were speaking about government, it was equal to speaking against your own native country. I don't see any difference whatsoever between what was going on over there and what's happening right now here. It's been going on for years. It's stupid of me, but thanks to you, I was busy with my cars, buying houses, watching some stupid shows that was pretty much designed. And after knowing everything, I'm not even watching a TV, just listening to alternative media. And guess what, Alex? A lot of people are waking up. That's the good news. And that's my firm belief that they cannot win. It is impossible for them to win. They know they're cracking up. We have to be aware. We have to do the best to educate people. But my firm belief is I'm very relaxed about it, that the positive energy and knowledge will defeat them. They can't win. They can't keep just doing what they're
doing. Well, with God's help, and we take action, that's the case. Good to have you on board, Archie. Pat in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I think you're like a prophet, man.
Oh, come on.
Turn me on today because I thought I was going to give up. You know, I said, can't these people see this country's fixing to be destroyed because we're for abortion? We don't stop. We won't even let a candidate talk who's not for abortion, who wants to put us on the gold standard to do something for the country. They won't even let them talk. And the churches, I mean, we're right here. To me, we're right here where the SNL scandal happened, Who Robbed America by Ralph Nader. And I've been reading another one, Arrogant Capital by Kevin Phillips. We got derivatives on top of the same thing now. I mean, the economy's fixing to blow to high heaven.
And then they're going to pose.
And the judgment is coming. This stuff is coming.
And then they're going to pose as the saviors when they did it.
Oh yeah, yeah. But see, if they knew Jesus, a girl's best friend is not diamonds. That's why they're pushing it. You know, Valentine's Day.
That's the most successful PR campaign ever. Was diamonds? It's a junk gem, and a man will, you know, pay half his year's salary just to buy a rock. The woman's got to have it.
Yeah, because you can't even tell that from a cubic zirconia. But boy, if you show somebody some gold, I think they'll know it. If they know gold, well, they'll know it. But you got to have a microscope for cubic zirconia, and none of that used stuff is any good. If you try to turn it in, that jewelry for a loaf of bread, forget it. So, you know, we need help.
Everything the New World Order gives you is a fraud, is a lie. It's like biting into a piece of bread made out of hot air, and it's not even real. And again, diamonds are truly semi-precious, but there is a world monopoly and artificial scarcity. Just one more example of how it's all based on fraud. Good to hear from you, Pat. Said to hear you've been bummed out. I've been bummed out, too. We need just to move forward. Seth, where are you calling us from?
Omaha.
Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed out myself with everything that's coming down the pipe. I'll make it quick. I know you got other callers waiting. I tried to call in yesterday because I heard about federalization of the police. And a couple years ago, my brother got pulled over for speeding, and the cop comes up to the window, asks for his papers, just like in Soviet Russia, and without any prompting, the officer just tells my brother, "Oh yeah, we just got these new, just got federal grants for new body armor, new squad cars, new police station." Just out of the blue, just tells my brother all this stuff. And I don't know why he just, I guess he just felt like bragging to go, like, "Oh, I'm a God slave. This is what we're going to have for you in the near future."
Well, they have federal grants for the checkpoints, federal grants for the training is the key. Generally, they'll fund a new police department or more cops for a year or two, but then it's unfunded after that. And then they just raise local taxes, write more tickets, run more checkpoints. I have a friend who had his credit card number stolen. They even know who the person is that charged over $12,000 on it, know their address in Austin, caught red-handed. The idiot was having stuff shipped to him. And they called the APD, and the APD said, file a report. Then they did that. Then they didn't do anything. They won't even come out for $12,000 stolen when it's in their hand. But then they'll sure throw you up against that squad car if your papers aren't in order. And now they want tissue and blood.
Exactly. And like you're saying, this is a whole global system. Because I was in Japan a couple years ago. My wife is Japanese. And when I first got into the country, all you needed was a passport. Now to get into Japan, if you're a foreigner, you have to do the digital photo and the biometric fingerprinting if you're a foreigner trying to get into the country, just like they're doing here.
That's under the 2000 UN treaty.
Mm-hmm.
We had a world ID card. We went under world ID control in 2000.
And the total the cashless society controlled, I'd say 99% of all transactions in Japan are with cash. And I was over there, when I was over there 2 years ago, I saw the anti-cash propaganda, just like the show here.
Billboards, signs, it's dirty, it's bad. The bottom line, it brings them control. I appreciate your call. One last caller, then I got to go to the news. Bethany in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Bethany. I have a quick question and a quick news item.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to confirm a rumor that you used to be in a punk band or some other type of band when you were young.
No.
No? Okay. Well, anyway, last spring I started a MySpace page called Punkster Ron Paul, and I'm excited to announce that the legendary pro skateboarder Dwayne Peters, his band, the U.S. Bombs, is currently officially on tour for Ron Paul.
Good.
And if you go to the USBombs.com, there's no periods in that, just the USBombs.com, that's their tour dates, and they're playing Omaha tonight, and they're going to go across the country this month for Ron Paul.
Well, that's awesome, Bethany. What else is going on?
I just want to let everybody know that, you know, that diversity is behind Ron Paul. Everybody loves freedom, and the punks love freedom, and look for the U.S. Bombs on tour for Ron Paul.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bethany, for that call. Before I get into some news here, I just want to encourage everybody to visit the new and improved, you know, Web 2.0, Infowars.com. You can post articles at the bottom of articles or your comments. I mean, some of our articles are getting 500, 600 comments on them. You can get your own MySpace account now at Infowars.com. We launched this 2.5 hours ago. Let me click on it and refresh. Our new InfoWars MySpace-style system. And in 2.5 hours, there are 573 members, 3,318 friends, and right at 400 comments. You can have your own blogs, your own web pages on there. It's all yours, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWars.com. And I want that to be 1,000 by tonight. and I want it to be 10,000 people on there by the next week or two. And I think we can get 10,000 members at Infowars.com. And just, it's free. Go in there, your own area, your own base camp, your own area where you can talk about the New World Order, write your own articles, the good stuff we can submit and put on the main page. This is just going to be incredibly dynamic. All right, I want a news blitz here, but before I do that, I believe in storable food, and I go out and get sponsors that I buy from, people's products I've used that I like. And the J. Michael Stevens Company is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, 27 years. Super high-quality, dried, freeze-dried foods in cans, so you take it out and then dehydrate it with water, boil it, or cook it. So masses of food fits in very small areas. The cans are super heavy, and it fits in a good-sized closet of your supply will, or in your garage. It lasts 10 years in a non-climate controlled. It could last even 30 if it was in a climate controlled area. Super high quality, clean, wholesome food at very good prices. eFoodsDirect.com is the website, eFoodsDirect.com, or at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through on their big banner. Again, eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Speaking of food, most of the food, even if it's organic, has been grown in debased fields. 70-80%, depending on the study, of the nutritional value of food is out of it. If it's junk food, it's even worse than that. That's why they go out and get super foods, organic foods. They go and they get 20 different ingredients of well-known superfoods and put it in the best green food I've seen out there. My office is taking it. Two scoops and orange juice or an apple juice tastes delicious. Other green foods give me headaches, or I couldn't keep them down. I tried this one. Love it. Give them a call at 1-866-762-9238, or go to their website, enerfood.com. That's innerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. If you go to InfoWars.com and link through on the Innerfood banner in the middle of the page, you get 10% off their already great prices. And if you buy in bulk, you get 20% on top of that. Or tell them Alex Jones sent you and get the 10% discount as well. 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Okay. I've covered a lot of the news, but a lot of it I haven't gotten to. There is just so much here. But, where should I start here? Problem is there's just so much of it. FISA bill again passed the Senate. You know about that. Obama turns to economy after latest win. Senator Barack Obama blamed Washington and his Democratic and Republican rivals for the nation's economic woes on Wednesday, one day after racking up big primary victory. Senator Hillary Clinton courted Texas voters, counting on the state to help her faltering candidacy rebound. And they're saying that if she doesn't win Texas and a couple other states, she has no way of winning. In fact, she's got to beat Barack Obama by more than 20 percentage points in Texas and other states that are coming, or she is in danger of losing. Now, all the cards, all the evidence, every angle we've seen with Fox News behind her and the White House advising her and everything the media's done tells me Hillary's their girl. Limbaugh endorsing her, Ann Coulter endorsing her, saying she's more pro-war. You know, they try to spin it later and say people who defend Rush say, oh, no, he thinks she's easier to beat than Obama. No, actually, a black man, there's still a lot of racists in this country, the demographics. He's got a glass jaw. They got a lot of dirt on him. If he does become the nominee, I think they're going to try to flip it over and send in McCain. That's hard to believe. If it's Hillary that wins, I think they're going to bring out dirt on McCain and bring him down. And I still think Hillary is going to win. But who knows? They got so many tricks up their sleeves. I just know this. McCain, Hillary, Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. They're all cut from the same absolute cloth. They are the same people. McCain says he's fired up to face Democrats. Republican John McCain said he was fired up and ready to go against either Democratic presidential contender as he celebrated primary victories Tuesday in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. By the way, Barack Obama won all those on the Democratic side. We do not yet know for certain who will have the honor of being the Democratic Party's nominee for President, McCain said of Barack Obama. By the way, McCain is only about 100 delegates short now of being locked in as the nominee. Do you really believe people are voting for Hillary? Do you really believe Republicans are voting for pro-open border, pro-gun control, pro-scum? I mean, he is just absolute scum. Do you really believe Republicans went for him? I don't believe it for a single solitary second. Big news on the economic front. Venezuela halts oil sales to ExxonMobil. Venezuela's state-owned oil company halts oil sales to ExxonMobil. Venezuela said Tuesday that it has stopped selling crude to ExxonMobil Corp. in response to the U.S. oil company's drive to use the courts to seize billions of dollars in Venezuelan assets. More than $30 billion has now been seized in offshore assets and accounts of Venezuela. ExxonMobil is locked in a dispute over the nationalization of its oil ventures in Venezuela that has led President Hugo Chavez to threaten to cut off all Venezuelan oil supplies to the United States. Venezuela is the United States' fourth largest oil supplier. Folks, if that really happens, it'll cripple the economy and gas will go to $5 a gallon. Tuesday's announcement by state-run Petrolis de Venezuela was limited to ExxonMobil, which PDVSA accused of judicial economic harassment for its efforts in the U.S. and European courts. It says it paralyzed sales of crude in ExxonMobil and suspended commercial relations with the Irving, Texas-based company. We'll come back and get into a lot more.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
All right, here's the top of news I have in front of me that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Corporate pharma, FDA tests drugs on terminally ill. That's nothing. They do it to the little CPS kids they've grabbed. Some of the other news here, when surveillance cameras talk, we talked about that yesterday, but just how they're going to put them all up shouting and yelling at us. Life will be like an airport just on the street. Just lots of announcements about terrorists are everywhere to create fear. I mean, how Big Brother is this? This is just, you know, it's off the charts. Continuing here, you got to Google that story. British Prime Minister calls for Green World Bank, World Army. New Jersey's Easy Pass tracks drivers not on toll roads. Drivers that use Easy Pass toll responders are having their movements recorded, even when driving on free public roads. The New Jersey Star-Ledger columnist Paul Mulshine confirms that the State Department of Transportation uses Easy Pass scanners to know when, for example, a motorist drives to the mall on Route 24. They just admit it. See? I remember seeing 8 years ago in San Francisco that they put radio readers up all over the city, even though there's just two toll roads there. Just it tracks you everywhere. These are criminals, ladies and gentlemen. They're crooks. They want to make sure you never throw them out of office or never stop them sucking off you. You are the milk cow. You are the goose that lays the eggs. And they're going to put you in a little cage and slap you around and say, shut up, it's for your safety, or the earth's going to die, or Al-Qaeda's going to chew your guts out. On the police state front, Afghans to be spot on like the rest of us, PrisonPlanet.com. Invaded conquest peasants share Big Brother glee with free world. It's good enough for the population of the so-called free world that it must be okay for the poor, broke-back, bombed to smithereens peasants of Afghanistan. Remember, I saw this in MIT magazine a couple years ago. They admit in Iraq and Afghanistan they're, quote, putting in the same control grid. They even call it that they put in here. This is a military-designed grid with the microphones and cameras. The U.S. government is contemplating a massive video surveillance project for the country of Afghanistan that will establish surveillance over all major thoroughfares in Kabul, the capital city, as well as all U.S. Multinational camps, traffic circles, and Afghan ministry compounds. And it goes in to say that the surveillance apparatus would provide 24/7 command and control system that would enable authorities to track personnel and identify vehicles with the use of license plate recognition systems. See, this is an occupied military grid. And this is the military here saying this for Afghanistan. This is what you're under, Americans. You're becoming slaves right now. Here's another one. Canadian taxi drivers protest in-cab snoop cameras. They're trying to make the law in New York, too. CBS News, hundreds of taxis clogged the states of Ottawa Tuesday morning as drivers demonstrated against new bylaw requiring security cameras in vehicles starting July 2nd. Dublin Council authorizes covert agency to prowl city. It says they're going to have domestic spies listening to your speech, watching for hate crimes, watching for litter. See, the secret police are for the most petty crimes, but you're going to do hard time quoting community service in labor camps. With the introduction of the litter tip-off system, people will be encouraged to watch their innocent neighbor and report suspicious. This is the Irish Independent. I mean, I got stacks of these. Dead billionaire had feared enemy plot. He said that the Russian government wanted to kill him, and now he's been found dead, worth $6 billion. And it just goes on and on. I'm out of time. Oh. I mean, I've got so much other news. Do you understand? The Pentagon designed the ID cards, the cameras, the license plate readers. We're under military control. We're already in martial law, and they're ready to go hot. With 23,000 executives recruited, 26,000 preachers, 440-something thousand truck drivers. They got the FEMA camps built. All they got to do is stage attacks or bio-releases and claim Al-Qaeda did it. We're off of the races. In 3 hours, I didn't even plug my videos. They're powerful. You need to get them. They're at Infowars.com. Or get a membership and see them in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the hard copy DVDs, the books and videos. There's a great bookstore and video store at Infowars.com right now. Get in there, get the videos, get them out to people, expose what's happening. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. We'll be right back at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.